Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad, 1-4. In the previous Mishnah, we had established that when you purchase foodstuff that's contained inside some other container, which is inedible, the portion that's inedible is just subordinate, and after you remove the food from the container is totally deconsecrated and everything is A-OK. We'll contrast that to the cases in our Mishnah. First of all, the Mishnah says, Halokeach Chaya, if a person purchases an undomesticated animal, like a deer, for the use of supposed use of a korban shlamim, an offering, that's not going to work because only cows, goats, and sheep can be offered on the mizbeach, so deers are ineligible, and therefore it's just an invalid purchase. It would be the same as if you tried to purchase a cow for plowing a field. That's ineligible, and therefore, in fact, the purchase is just invalid and doesn't work at all with maaser sheni money. And similarly, says the Mishnah, behema lebasar taiva. If one purchases a domesticated animal, meaning a cow, goat, or sheep, but he purchases it not for the use of a korban shlamim, an offering, but rather he buys it for just simply for general consumption. He's making a big barbecue. He plans on taking that sheep and roasting it on a spit and eating it for dinner. So in both those cases, lo yatsa or lechulin, the Mishnah says it doesn't work. The exact words are that the hides do not go to chulin, they're not deconsecrated. But let me explain a little more, because it's not exactly what it means on face value. The second case here of purchasing a cow, goat, or sheep for your personal consumption as opposed to as bringing for an offering, again, don't forget that with a shlamim offering, which is the proper use of maaser sheni money, the person who brings the offering ends up eating it as well, for the most part, meaning most of the meat is consumed by him, some goes to the kohen, some things get burned. But since that's the proper thing to do, to buy a korban, although midoraisa, if a person from the Torah, if a person would purchase a cow, goat, or sheep for private consumption, that's legitimate. The verse actually says you could buy basar, bakar and so on, cows, goats, and sheep. But the rabbi said since the proper thing to do is to buy those animals for the sake of a shlamim, then midorabban, they said such a purchase is invalid. So they actually pull the rug out from under you. And if you try to purchase a cow, goat, or sheep for the sake of personal consumption as opposed to shlamim, just the same as if you purchase a deer for a korban or if you purchase a cow for plowing your field, those are all ineligible purchases with maaser sheni money, and they simply don't work. Meaning, in theory, if the truth comes out, then the purchaser could essentially reverse it and say, listen, this was a mistake, and you know the transaction never happened, or whatever the story is, and we switch things back again. Now, the words of the Mishnah are lo yatzah or lechulin, which means that the hide, literally what it means is that the hide doesn't become deconsecrated, which would imply that after one eats, let's say the sheep made on the barbecue, the hide is not deconsecrated. Now, that's actually not, strictly speaking, true. What actually is the fact is that the hide never gets consecrated because the animal never gets invested with the kedusha or the maaser sheni money because the purchase of a cow, goat, or sheep for recreational consumption, just as buying for plowing, just as buying a deer for a korban, is simply invalid, and therefore the kedusha never transfers from the coins to the animal. The kedusha always stays on the coin, and the animal never becomes consecrated at all. And therefore, the Mishnah says lo yatzah or lechulin, the hide doesn't get deconsecrated. That's actually not strictly true at all. The hide was never consecrated. The reason why the Mishnah uses that language is because, to contrast with the very words that was used in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke on how that indeed after one finishes eating the meat, yatsa or lechulin, the hide does go out to chulin, the hide is deconsecrated. So in contrast here we say that the hide is not deconsecrated, and although it's not quite precise, many times the Mishnah does that sort of thing because the Mishnah was meant to be memorized, and therefore we wanted strict parallelism when possible. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wanted that, so that the Mishnahs can be memorized and sort of roll off your tongue easily and not be forgotten. Okay. Similarly, the Mishnah goes on to have a new case. Here, kadeyayin psuchos ostumos. If you purchase jugs of wine, whether they're open or sealed closed, if it's makom shadarkan limacher psuchos, if it's the kind of place where the normal way one buys wine, conventional way to buy wine here is in open containers, meaning one brings his own container and fills up the wine from the merchant in his own container. Then lo yatsa kankan lechulin, the container that he purchased with the maaser sheni money, does not go out to chulin. Again, let me explain. I think probably the best way to think about this in the year 2019, if you live in Israel or the United States, whatever, or the UK, because we live in a disposable society where we hardly ever bring our own containers, anything, everything we buy and it's disposed of, is either one of two scenarios. If you are young, the best thing I can give you is when you go to the shop, you oftentimes, in many countries like in Israel, you have to pay for your bag. So you have to, people bring their own bags when they check out from the grocery store, or they get charged per bag. So when you get your grocery bill, it's all for food, but you certainly, if you were using Meister Sheni money in the Makolet in Yerushalayim in the year 2019, so you can't deduct your entire grocery bill because the part of the bill that goes towards paying for the plastic bags, that's not eligible. Plastic bags are meant to be separate. They're purchased separately and therefore they're not counted. Now that is not the best example I could give, but it's the best one that comes to me in 2019. If you're a little bit older, then you will recall, or at least maybe you'll know, that in the good old days they used to have milkmen, and you would put out your little, you put out your glass milk bottles, and then they would refill the milk for you. Now, obviously, there, if you're not providing the glass container, or if you're having, you're buying a new container with the milk, so you're making two separate purchases. You're paying, when you pay your dollar for the glass of milk, what you're actually paying is, you know, 60 cents for the milk and 40 cents for the glass container, whatever the story is. So that's what the Mishnah is imagining here, that people sold wine out of an open container and you would bring your own bottle and fill it up, and the price of wine was whatever it is, $6 a bottle. But if you want to buy a bottle from them, they'll charge you $10, six for the wine and four for the bottle. So when you pay 10, what the Mishnah is saying here is that the use of $10 to purchase wine in a bottle, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, is illegitimate. And in the event that one does that, he lays out $10 worth of Meister Sheni money and gets the bottle of wine. When he finishes his bottle of wine, which costs, let's say, $6, so he's left over with a $4 container. And that container retains its Kedusha, so to speak, meaning what that means, not that it's actually invested with Kedusha per se, but rather that one has to now sell that container or find the equal quantity of amount of money, meaning the $4, and use that to purchase new foodstuffs for consumption in Yerushalayim under the same kind of rules as Meister Sheni. So that's what it means here when it says Lo Yatza Kankan L'chulin. What it means is when you go and you buy your $10 bottle of wine in a place where people normally bring their own bottles, and when you pay for a bottle, you're actually paying two separate things for wine and bottle both. After you've drunk the wine, the value of the bottle still has to be used to purchase new foodstuffs, and those have to be consumed in Yerushalayim. This in contrast to the previous Mishnah. Here we're saying it's in a place where it's normal to bring your own bottle. The previous Mishnah was talking about a case where it's not normal to bring your own bottle, and that's why the value of the bottle was subordinate to the wine. Here it's not subordinate. You have to make up the difference. A similar case, the Mishnah says, Sale zeisim v'sale anavim, baskets that contain olives, or baskets that contain grapes. Im hakeli, you're purchasing both the grapes and the container both. Lo yatsu d'me hakli l'chulin, the container's value doesn't go out to chulin. Same idea, the way it was like today, when you buy grapes, you don't, the plastic bag you don't pay for, of course, that you put the grapes in at the vegetable produce aisle. But if you have plastic bags that you leave the grocery store with, that you pack them into, those are not included. And similarly here, the containers that you purchase grapes from the grape merchant are not included. So if you're taking containers, what you should be doing, if you're taking not just grapes, but the container that holds the grapes also, just like what you should be doing if you're not just taking wine, but the container that holds the wine, is making two separate purchases, using the Meister Sheni money to purchase the wine liquid or the grapes or the olives, and then laying out your own personal funds, the Meister Sheni funds, to purchase the bottle in which the wine would go, or the kli, the container in which the grapes or olives would go. And if you don't, if you lay out all the money from Meister Sheni money to purchase both grapes or olives and their containers, then lo yatsu d'mei kli l'chulin, the value that had to go towards the container for the grapes or olives doesn't go to chulin, meaning that midir rabbanan, a person's required to spend that much money again to purchase out of his own pocket, to purchase new foodstuffs for consumption, and treat it like Meister Sheni.